The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Aisling Larkin, the TV chef and the Mindful Eating Coach, is back with me. And she has brought great, great looking food, as she always does. What is the common denominator here? What are we talking about?
Those juicy, bright, red, sweet strawberries.
Oh, lovely.
Like, we're slap bang in the middle of the season. Oh, I mean, I don't want to say, but almost heading, you know, to the end.
Well, sorry, we were doing the calculations, you know, telling the kids you've got this week, and then you've got that, and then you've got that birthday party, and then you've got 3 days left and school starts.
That's it.
Ah, their faces dropped.
I know. I saw on somebody's Instagram today and they said that August is like the Sunday of summer. And I kind of get that. You know, there is that vibe. So anyway.
Sorry, I was talking to someone.
This is
off topic now. Their kid is starting school now. They're in first year, so they bring him back a bit early. The 20th of August.
Mine is the same.
The 20th.
21st. She's going back. And we should do a week
That's
of camp.
The middle of August, basically.
Who are you telling? My summer is getting shorter.
I'm always giving
shorter.
Out like the teachers' unions, but they'd want to go a backbone. How did they let this happen?
21st, yeah.
Stand up for yourselves, will you? Where's the ASDI when you need
That's
them?
It. The month has gone on us before we know it. And there's already talks of will you get, can we buy? I'm like, no.
Oh my God.
Under no circumstances.
So are the strawberries, are all these strawberries Irish strawberries?
Always. So I suppose our Irish strawberry season kicks off in May. We run until October, according to Bord Bia. Like, that's what they'll tell us our Irish strawberry summer season is. Because we're growing much more in polytunnels and we're not just growing out in the wild, we have huge capacity to grow strawberries at volume and excellent strawberries. We have that beautiful temperate climate. We've got the sunshine, the soil. Were you down in Wexford? Remember the summer tour? Did you go to a strawberry?
We did. We were in Wexford. I consumed strawberries from the farm, but I didn't go there myself.
They're lovely.
Henry did, yeah.
Yeah, Henry, that was it. I remember listening that day. And it's just gorgeous. And going to those farms where you can pick your own strawberries and do that. Like, that's really lovely. We have a place around the corner from where I live. And it used to be open that you could do that and go in and you pay like 7 or 10 euro, but you pick and then you pay per kilo. But it's so generous when you're coming home and you've been picking them all day. And it's just, it's a beautiful thing to do. And it's very special to us in Ireland that we can do that.
And the variety of strawberry we're growing here, is it unique to Ireland or what? Are there many different types of varieties or is there just the strawberry?
El Santa used to be the big one. Malling Centauri is the one that we kind of gravitate towards now. And it's the juicy, it's the sweet, it's the shelf life, it's the firmness. There's one of those beautiful strawberry farms down in Wexford. What they do is they actually send the leaves off to be tested every 2 weeks to a lab. And it checks the nutrient level, how the strawberries do, and the pH, the juiciness, the sweetness. And then they can, you know, change the feeding, the temperatures, all that good stuff, like to get the most beautiful prime Irish strawberry.
Beyond the taste, what's the value? Like, what's in the strawberry? What am I getting?
Yeah, like vitamin C, big, big one. Vitamin C, immunity, that's a really big one. Fiber, like they're 90% hydration, water. Do you know what I mean? So they're really hydrating. About 8 strawberries is what we consider one of our 5 a day. So we're meant to have 7. I say one of our 5. We used to say 5 a day. It's now 7 a day. So anywhere you can get them in, get them in. Technically, they're a berry. We call them a strawberry, but they're not actually a berry. They're a pseudocarp.
What do you have to...
The seeds should be on the inside.
But to be
the
a berry.
Seeds, yeah, are on the outside of the strawberries.
So are there other? Is there any other fruit or berry that has seeds on the outside?
There must be. I can't think off the top of my
head. Seeds on the outside... It seems unusual.
Anyway, these are called pseudocarps. What we eat, that big juicy red strawberry part, that's the receptacle. And you can eat the green part on the top, the calyx.
Yes.
Do you eat the green part?
You told me that before. Since you told me that, I've eaten it a few times.
I do.
Do you? Yeah.
I do.
I mean...
Like, if I'm in company, let's say I'm at a, like, you know, and there's a salad on the plate.
Not the best advice you've ever given me.
Thanks very much.
Let's just put it there. All right? There you go.
I eat them and I think they're grand.
Okay.
Full of fibre. Why not get it in? You eat a leaf of parsley, so just eat the leaf off the strawberry. We have these strawberries, right? As I said, grown in Ireland, you know, we've... all the right conditions for them. Let's support our Irish strawberries as much as possible. There is a brand of strawberry, though, that's called Oishii. O-I-S-H-I-I.
Where's that from?
So the concept is Japanese. They are like trying to be the most sustainable type of strawberry grown on the planet, but they use a lot of AI. They use robots. You can't buy them in Ireland, right? So they've looked at the most perfect conditions for growing strawberries. They've created them all artificially through AI, through tech, and then they grow and produce these beautiful, beautiful strawberries. So they actually sell them, right? You can't get them in Ireland, but when I was in New York, and I knew I could get them. And I went into this grocery store and I saw them. I was like, oh my God, you can get the Oishii strawberries.
Yeah.
They were 39 euro.
Yeah, sorry.
Dollars for
but
a box
also,
of like 8 of them.
It's also a con.
Totally.
It's a con.
I agree.
Because it's not sustainable if you're using AI and robots. Even if they're powered by by solar panels, which they probably are.
And recycled water.
Yeah, but all the servers that store the information that these run on are unbelievably damaging to the environment. Yeah. Look, so this 100%. Is nonsense.
It is. So what
the
are we going back to?
The sustainable strawberries are the ones grown in Wexford.
Absolutely. Go back to your Irish strawberries.
Buy your strawberries from Mary Cod.
Yeah, or up in North County Dublin. Loads of good places. So strawberry pairings, strawberry flavours. How do you eat your strawberries normally? Do you just eat like Punnett strawberries on their own? Strawberries and cream we all know of.
Yeah,
anything in particular?
I would most often just eat them on their own, straight out of the Punnett, yeah.
Delicious. I suppose
I wouldn't cut the straw. I don't eat it usually, I have to say. Just bite it off and then chuck
Try one of these. So these are gorgeous.
The green.
Proper Irish strawberries from a small producer coming in a cardboard box, North County Dublin. Delicious. Like really, really nice. I would say let them breathe. So these have been out of the fridge. So, you know, they're room temperature. They're really, really lovely. Remove them from any plastic packaging when you bring them home. I store all of my berries in jam jars. So old jam jars, I wash them out. Store them in glass. Don't store them in plastic. Store them in glass containers.
Do you wash them first?
No, I don't. Now, I know some people do. Mm. I wash them then before I eat them. But I don't wash them before I put them in the glass jars.
Okay.
In the glass jars, honest to God, Kieran, you'll get like 5-6 days out of the strawberries versus bringing them home and you get 2 days out of them in the fridge. And then, like I said, eat the whole strawberry. And what's a lovely thing to do is if they're going ever so slightly, you know, they've seen better days, they're on kind of the last legs, macerate them. So chop them up, a little bit of lemon juice, a little bit of balsamic vinegar, a little sprinkle of lemon juice and sugar. And it just kind of, you know, they go a little bit soggy as it is, so then you don't notice. So I think that's really nice.
That's delicious. Now, let's talk about the food you've brought in beyond the strawberries.
We're going to start with a canapé. I brought you starter. I brought you canapé, main course, dessert and ice cream. Because I love ice cream. Homemade ice cream, by the way.
Really?
This is
a canapé.
Yeah.
Now, for people who can't see it, so it's, you tell me what's this?
So this is a whipped goat's cheese mousse.
Whipped goat's cheese mousse.
With roast balsamic strawberries.
On a little spoon, and the spoon is edible.
It is edible. It's quite cool, isn't it?
That's very cool.
Now, I didn't make the spoon, I will admit that to you, but it is very cool nonetheless. So it's gorgeous, isn't it?
Yeah.
So really nice, soft goat's cheese. Whip it up with some fresh cream.
Oh, yeah.
Just so you get that creamy, creamy texture. I just put it in a piping bag for presentation, piped it out onto the spoons, and then this roast balsamic strawberry. So I brought you some just on their own. So I want you to have a taste of them, like just on their own, right? Because we've used these in the ice cream as well. Again, it's like, we don't need to do anything else besides strawberries, but just eat them as they are because they are totally
delicious.
So what
are these that I'm about to eat now?
That's strawberries with balsamic vinegar.
Ashing handed me a spoon there after I picked it up with my fingers. Too late.
Nah, it's too late.
Mm. Well, that's lovely, isn't it?
Isn't it gorgeous? Totally changes the flavour profile. You have something absolutely delicious.
I wouldn't think of that now.
Yeah.
But it's
so
lovely.
You know from Kilkenny, it's the Irish Highbank Orchards.
Yes.
So they do a syrup. So I used a little bit of that, a little bit of balsamic in the oven, just slice them up for about 25-30 minutes and you get that beautiful balsamic roast strawberries.
How many strawberries make up 5 to 7 a day? Would an apple, a pear, a peach and a handful of blueberries make up? Brian, sorry, that's too specific a dietary
request. You're getting there, Brian,
request.
You're getting there. You're getting there with that five,
Des says, I'm from Wexford and I just came out in a cold sweat when you mentioned Japanese strawberries. Don't worry, Des, we've rubbished the Japanese strawberries.
We're not going for the Oshi strawberries here.
Yeah.
While you're on the buzz, right, go on after your goat's cheese, the roast balsamic strawberries. This is ice cream, okay?
Okay.
So it's roast balsamic strawberry ice cream.
Will we have that now then, before the main course?
It's awful to make you wait, isn't it? What do you want to do? What do you want to do? You call it.
Because we've just had the balsamic, so let me taste the ice cream.
We can go back to the ice cream. Ice cream comes before dinner, you know, after dinner, anytime is ice cream time. So I want to tell you, roast the...
Love ice cream.
I know, so do I. And homemade ice cream is so good. So the secret to your really smooth homemade ice cream, because for so long we couldn't do it, there's a couple of different things. So it's that recipe that I gave you for the roast balsamic.
Really nice.
And they're on the website.
Did you make that with the ice cream maker that
you brought in? Yeah, I did.
Really nice.
What you can do, and I tested it both ways because I know not everybody will have one. So it's whipped cream. So it's fresh double cream, condensed milk, those roast balsamic strawberries that I told you, a little bit of sugar. And then you basically put them in like your food processor, like a really high, like a ninja, you know, the bullet, you know, a really good strong one. Blitz it to it's really, really fine. Freeze it. So normally you'd freeze ice cream maybe 24 hours. Freeze it down for about 12 hours or like even before that, 6 hours. Take it out. Try and blitz it again. So what you're trying to do is break up those ice crystals. So they say small. The smaller the ice crystal, the smoother. And that, by the way, I'm so proud of. It is velvety. minty smooth ice cream.
Good,
like
yeah.
It's really, really good. And the balsamic vinegar brings that kind of tang of vinegariness, which balances out the creamy sweetness. So you don't feel overpowered with sweet, creamy ice cream.
Yes.
You
really
know?
Good.
Yeah.
Right.
I feel like I've kind of brought maybe a lot of your favourite foods today.
Oh, yeah. This is because I know there's more cheese here.
I know.
Look at this.
Blue cheese.
Lovely.
But a blue brie. So this is a salad.
Blue brie.
Yeah, I love it. So it's a strawberry salad. So we've got beautiful salad. I'm going to step you through it. We've got strawberries, avocado, blue cheese, gorgeous sourdough croutons, and a green goddess dressing.
Yes.
Let's start at the start, right? Because there's a lot of good stuff in this salad. Green goddess dressing.
Oh, that is so good.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Like, it's one of my favourite dressings. It's sour cream and mayonnaise. Mm-hmm. And then you're using a bunch of fresh herbs. Tarragon is one of the key players, and it's rare we use it, but it works so well. Coriander, parsley, basil, dill, chives. Any combination will do. But what I would say is try not to miss out on the tarragon. And you can actually, my sister makes this, and she only recently admitted to me. She's like, you know, I use dried tarragon in your salad dressing. I was like, you do what? And it works. And yeah. It's fine. Now, this is fresh, but you can use dried. So you've got local salad leaves in there. You've got a little bit of, you know, those little onions, the shallot onions that are really gorgeous. Slice those up. They go in there with the lettuce. So we're keeping the salad basic. There's no tomatoes. There's no cucumber. Let's refine it a little bit and let the other ingredients sing. Avocado for a little bit of creaminess. You could put in pecans. You could put in pistachios, pine nuts, sourdough. I was listening to the show. Was this the other day? And we were talking about toast.
Yeah.
Toast in the air fryer. I heard a lady talking about.
Yeah, people did all sorts of bonkers ways.
So
to make
I tried
toast.
To make my croutons in the air fryer. So
yes.
I put salt and pepper on them, good sprinkling of olive oil, popped them in the air fryer, and I got gorgeous crispy croutons. So it's a great way of using up your sourdough bread. So they add a little bit of the crunch, and then the strawberry brings this citrusy, bright note, but not like you kind of think cheese, strawberries in a salad or strawberries and cheese. It works. It works so well. Strawberries and blue cheese are one of those beautiful, beautiful pairings. Strawberry goes really well with chocolate, as we know, because we pair it so often.
Yeah.
Basil. So if you have a bowl of strawberries, a little bit of olive oil, tiny little bit of fresh shredded basil over the top, and then maybe a goat's cheese or a brie or something like that, it works really nice. Black pepper goes really well. Avocado, as we said. There's times where you can see, and I didn't do it today, but you can do like a strawberry salsa that you would serve with maybe like a light, like white meat, like a chicken or like a like a chicken fillet or a piece of fish. You could do strawberry kiwi kind of onion chili salsa that sits on top and it works.
Lovely.
Yeah.
So strawberry kiwi onion chili.
Yeah. A little bit of olive oil, a little bit of a vinegar, like a red wine vinegar in there, and it would be really nice. So it's another lovely way to do it.
That's really good. Sorry, that cheese is really good.
Isn't it delicious? It is
a blue brie.
Oh, God, I want to say it's a Wicklow blue brie. And if you don't love a blue, it's one of the nicest ways to introduce yourself to a blue cheese because
it's
so creamy.
Softer, yeah.
Yeah, it's softer, it's milder. And I know we could have put in a cashew blue as well, which would have been lovely. But I think the brie is a really nice introduction. And like, if you don't have avocado, leave it out. But it's the strawberry, the blue cheese is what you're trying to get that beautiful pairing of. And then the rest you can kind of play around with.
So we're not done yet.
God, no.
We've got more to go.
Got a cake. Got a beautiful cake. Sponge cake. Classic sponge cake. Old school. But I've soaked it, so lemon and strawberry pair really, really well. So I soaked the sponge in limoncello and then there is a cream and lemon curd filling with fresh strawberries. This is real classic. It's like a proper, proper classic sponge cake.
Do you know what this looks like?
Go on.
You know on Bake Off when they have to do their technical challenge and Prue and Paul... will have a proper version of what it looks like that they'll take and they'll say what they're looking for is they want a good lift in this and they want kind of whatever it happens to be.
I know where you're going with this.
But no, it's just, this is like, whoa! Oh my God. We just nearly had a spillage in studio.
We nearly lost my perfect cake. Well, you know, almost perfect cake.
Yeah.
You eat some cake. I'm going to tell you about the cake.
You tell me about it.
Sponge cake, right? Classic is 225 grams of a soft tub of margarine. And that's one of the top tips for getting a really, really light sponge. Mm. It's really good, isn't it? It's like, I don't know, it's old school baking, but it's really good. So 225 grams, that's soft margarine, 225 grams of butter,
really
225 grams of flour, 4 eggs. But I was talking to my mom the other day and she said to me, I'm going to tell you a new way to make your sponge cake.
All right.
Weigh
she's
your eggs.
She's keeping a secret, was she?
Yeah, well, it's new to her, according to
Shrewd
her.
Out.
Oh, she's loads of secrets. She hasn't told me yet. 4 eggs. weigh your eggs. So put your eggs, crack out them out of the shells, put them on a weighing scales. Whatever weight your eggs weigh, weigh your flour, your butter and your sugar to the exact same weight.
Okay.
Put all four ingredients in the bowl at the same time. Whiz them up really quickly and lightly into a tin, bake them in the oven. And you get a super light, airy, delicious sponge cake. Isn't that really clever?
That is very clever. Say that again. So just weigh the eggs.
Yes. Yeah. And so let's say your eggs weigh 207 grams.
Yeah.
You weigh out 207 grams of everything else. And there you go. So you don't have to, you know, it's not remembering a recipe or remembering quantities. I suppose my way is 225. Just remember that. And then bingo, you're in. Mm. The limoncello. Limoncello is obviously very Italian, very summery. So and that pairing is really nice. So when the sponge came out and it cooled, I just drizzled the limoncello into the sponge, allowed it to soak in. And then that layer of Irish, beautiful Irish lemon curd. Mascarpone would have been really nice in there as well. Fresh cream and then the fresh strawberry sliced on the inside. Now, you could also take this exact concept and do it on a pavlova. Or do it on a meringue. And that would be really nice.
Do you know what's great? What? Off the ball of their own studio, so they don't have to come in here and try to clean this up after me. Because I'm after slobbering half this cake all over the desk.
I did make it difficult. I brought you like a miniature-sized whole cake on a miniature-sized stand. So I did make it tricky for you.
It's absolutely delicious. As always, it's delicious. And as always, Kieran, I'm ravenous listening to you stuffing your gob, says somebody at home.
And we're not done yet. We've got ice cream still to eat.
Oh, sorry. We still have all this ice cream
to go. I know we ate
it,
but I mean, like, let's, you know, we can finish the ice cream.
We'll dig back into that ice cream while we take an ad break. If you go and find Aisling Larkin on any of her social media channels, you'll find details of this. We'll get it up as a podcast. And Aisling will be back at the same time next week.
See you next week.
Aisling, see you then.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.